This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Oh, there.
Hello, Ninjani.
Siyaphila vumile kunjani wena?
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for honoring invite to. Ladies and gentlemen, we are joined by Vumile Cooks on the
Gutsy Economy on the Hlanganani Midday Show.
The Gutsy Economy on the Hlanganani Midday Show. Sikhuluma so esikhuluma kakhulu ngamabhizinisi abantu akhona emalokishini ahlukahlukene ngoba sazi masikhuluma nge-township economy sisuke sikhuluma ngezinto ezidila kakhulu nani na ngokuthi naziya booster umnotho we-country. Njengamanje we are joined by Vumile, the owner of Vumile Cooks. Vumile, hello again. And can you please just tell the listener ukuthi na ubani uVumile?
Uvumile wakamakasela, 29 years old, from Mlazi, born and bred, and the founder of Vumile Cooks, which is a catering company that specializes in lunch packs.
Vumile Cooks. I want to know, Gutena, what motivated you now, Gutena, to be a businesswoman?
Honestly speaking, I want to say passion, but hey, unemployment. I needed to create a job for myself because, well, the economy didn't create anything for me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I decided to do what I know best, which is selling. I started selling at a very young age. Ngafundisa isanjemini ugogo wami. Ngibuye esikoleni as a 6-year-old. Angiyeza amaduku ohleleni. I mean, amaduku amashumi namanye ohleleni. Ngiphume door to door ngihambe ngiyodayisa. So when I was basically down and out employment-wise, 3 years ago,
yeah,
I decided to go back to what I know best, which is selling. And cooking has always been a passion of mine. Ngiyakuthanda ukupheka, ngiyakuthanda ukufika abantu. And I thought, why not take the one thing that I love the most and turn it into employment for me?
Yeah, because ama entrepreneurs asuke ebheka ukuthi nazo ukuthini. Na into engigood kuyona, let me capitalize on lento le. Ingakho ngihlezi ngisho nje ukuthi na if you're really good at what you do, put a price on it, man. Come on.
Yes.
Put a price on it. Right, that was Vumile wakwaku Vumile Cooks. Cishe athi Vumile wakwaCooks.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Vumile, now, if Vumile Cooks Catering Company, how did it come about? And can you please share maybe some insight into how you operate a business, Doug?
Okay, Vumile Cooks came about a year and a half now. 3 years ago, I played in the rink in Montclair. I played in the rink. And when I struggled with finding permits, I went back to the drawing board. Actually, I stayed away from cooking for about 4 or 5 months. And labantu engibadayisela etafuleni Cape Town calling me and asking me, ukuphi, we want your food. Why you not take etafuleni? I'm always in there. And I thought, okay, because I was not finding permits, give a bridge around and let gap. Because now the gap was distance between my customers and I.
Yeah.
They still wanted my food. I still wanted to give them my food, but now we're too far apart. And I thought, why not go mobile? Especially because I already had people that wanted my food. So I went back and I rebranded, and now I'm known as Ntombazane Provides a Plate Lesser Renki in my office park.
Yes, ngiyacabanga nje ukuthena because sesikhuluma ngokuthi use rank and bayathenga bayasupportana rank. Manje ke starting your business, there are always challenges, man, abakhona ukuthena yazi ukuthina omunye uzothena indawo omunye ethi nginayo imali but I don't have a site yokuthena ngiqala ibusiness lami. Like, what challenges did you face starting your business and how did you overcome the challenges?
Starting with Vumile Cooks in Germany, I would honestly say one of the biggest challenges I had or I faced, one obviously was acquiring ama permits of days. Lengagcina ngawatholang lagcina engivala etafuleni lami. And also lack of knowledge. Yabona le nto yomgazi iyakhosta kakhulu, iyakhokhisa futhi as a person. It's either you pay with money or you pay literally with your business.
Yeah.
So one of the biggest challenges for me was lack of knowledge, and I still feel Uguti, there's not enough knowledge out there to share with young entrepreneurs or people that are trying to venture into cooking in terms of how to run the business. That's why as Vumile Cooks, I started these cooking classes that I teach people not just recipes, but also how to venture into the business of cooking and how to maintain yourself there, because all you need to do is know how to cook and find people to sell to. But sustaining a profitable business in the cooking industry is one of the most hardest things to do. And it's very easy to make mistakes. So I teach my people that come to my classes how to avoid the mistakes that I made that delayed my progression in the industry.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're speaking to Vumile of Vumile Cooks. She is the founder and the director of Vumile Cooks Catering Company on
the Gutsy Economy on the Hlanganani Midday Show.
So, guys, kuluma nama business eswabonayo ukuthi anaqale kanjani. Sabona bebhekana ney'nkinga ehlukahlukene. Sesiyababona ke manje benza okuhle kuya phambili. You're beautiful, Vumile. Has anyone ever told you that?
I guess they don't tell me enough.
You are so beautiful. Now, for me, le, moving from intombazane yase rank now, usuba usuthena uyu are mobile. I think uthena koni technology obekufanele uyisebenzise lapho into shaping your business to what it is today. So, how has the technology now played a role in shaping your business?
Yo, I will forever say, when social media used right, it can be the greatest thing to ever happen to mankind, honestly. Yeah. Because one of my biggest support comes from social media.
Yeah.
I advertised, even Itafula, when it started, I advertised it on Twitter, and I had a line the following day of people lining up to buy my food.
Yeah.
I advertise a lot on Facebook, and a lot of my clients have come from Facebook as well. Social media for me has literally grown my business leaps and bounds. I was also then able to achieve my lifelong dream of having my own spice brand because of the support I've been getting from Vumile Cooks through social media. Now Vumile Cooks doesn't just have a catering business. We also have now a spice brand called Spicy Match, where we are making sure that we are providing quality spices at affordable prices.
Oh, wonderful. Man, speaking of brand expansion, now you're growing your brand outside of ukupheka njengamanje, and you are now producing ama spices work and all that. So how did you develop now your brand identity, Vumile Cooks? Abantu bakhuluma ngo Vumile Cooks lapho yana na lapha yana. And what role now has your effective branding played in your business success?
For me, it worked. Yes, intentions and issues. Especially as the catering companies or the people that are cooking in their little corners and selling their food.
Yeah.
We forget the most important element into running this business, which is marketing. When you do not understand your market, you don't even understand your own brand. Because now, for you to understand your brand, you need to understand your market. Your market is the people that are going to support you every day. The market is the people that are going to make sure that your brand grows every day. So if you don't understand those people, how are you then understanding your brand?
Yeah.
I went back and I did my market research before I even rebranded Vumile Cooks. I went into my market and I asked the right questions. I wanted to know what people wanted to eat. Yeah. I wanted to know what people could afford, and I wanted to know what people enjoyed. And they answered all these questions for me. So it was then easy for me to answer their questions directly the way that they wanted their questions to be asked, because I had the answers, and the answers came from them.
Wonderful. I want to let you go, but before I let you go, there is like a question that is important, because we want to actually, you know, sithatha knowledge kubantu vele that are already in the industry ukuthena benza kanjani. So what marketing strategies have you found most effective in promoting your business?
Social media, honestly. you would be shocked at what social media does for you.
Yeah.
And also, the most important thing for me has been word of mouth, because most of my clients now are referrals.
Yeah.
So if you are not going to treat your customers right, it doesn't matter how little or how big of an order, make sure that customer service is always on par, because how a person makes you feel, you will never forget that.
Yeah, yeah.
As a business, treat your customers in a way that they will make them feel good, so that they are able to speak good about you. So word of mouth and social media are the two marketing strategies that have worked for MillerCooks.
Yeah, word of mouth, ladies and gentlemen, because customer service is very much important. Customer service is very much important. But then, kuba nalabo bantu, you understand, abazo wenzo feel like they are doing you a favor. Bayadayisa laphayana, but bazo wenza nje, ube mnganu kunabo, like they are doing you a favor by actually selling ukudla for wena. Ubona ukuthi yazilobo ukuthi lona ke phela akakuthathi serious. So, Vumile, there is uVumile omncane out there, oyibonayo naye ela uvumile kakhona. What advice would you give to that person?
Don't forget your dreams.
Don't forget.
They are valid. Got another thing. I would ngesikhathi wathandazela ube futhi usebenza. Because it's one thing to pray and wait on God. Angeke yehle uNkulunkulu emazulwini akhe. Wena uzozenzela ukuthi abantu bakusupport. Wena uzozenzela ukuthi ama dreams akho aphumelele. So I would uyiphusha ngomthandazo. Ngikushaya kakhulu futhi ngokusebenza.
Ngicela uyiphinde futhi leyo. Ngicela uyiphinde leyo.
Ngiyiphusha because yami ngomthandazo. Sibe seyiphusha kakhulu kodwa ngokusebenza, because no one is going to make things happen for you besides yourself.
To all the Kasi hustlers, corner to corner, but there is a Makuinya Bakono Sisbe, Tubashayi, Nuele, La Pabashama, Hestile, Aboma Pion, Senyang Tela Wena, so Ute now Vumile, Namtanje, don't forget your dream, and also Utusawa Kulegela, Obu Pushaga Kulunga Pangasem Sevenzin. Vumile, how do we get hold of you on the socials and also, maybe in Naguma numbers?
On social media for Vumile Cooks, I am Vumile Cooks on Instagram and Facebook. I am also available at Spicy Match, that is both Instagram and Facebook, and also at Vumile Makasela on TikTok and Facebook for those that are trying to just follow Vumile Makasela as a businesswoman and my journey. I share a lot of my journey on TikTok and Facebook.
Thank you so much, Vumile.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.